From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton gets set to make history at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Clinton will become the first woman ever to be nominated for president from a major U.S. political party. Clinton's main rival for the nomination in the primaries, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, spent Tuesday morning appealing to his supporters to get behind Clinton to beat Republican Donald Trump. Vice President Joe Biden said Tuesday that he is not concerned that disgruntled Democrats would vote for Trump.
I wish we could put something on every Sanders delegate walking into a booth. If we were able to find out, I bet you everything I have that hardly anyone is going to pull a lever for Trump.
Many of Sanders' supporters have criticized the Democratic Party after thousands of emails were leaked, which revealed that the Democratic National Committee had favored Clinton over Sanders in the nominating process. Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, and the Mothers of the Movement, women representing those killed in confrontations with police officers, are scheduled to speak Tuesday. Meanwhile, Donald Trump told a veterans group in North Carolina that Hillary Clinton and the political system have failed them. Speaking at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, Trump said that Clinton has been, in his words, a disaster.
It's like she's trying to sweep it under the rug, which, by the way, politicians have done for years and years and years. It's going to be four more years of the same.
Trump outlined his plan for the VA health system and told the audience that veterans will no longer have to, in his words, die waiting for care. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.